Now, we're talking this morning about inheritance, things you've inherited. It could be an object, could be something of personal value, could be something of financial value, could be a hair colour, could be a passion for something, could be a bit of clumsiness, I don't know. Whatever it is, you can interpret inheritance in different ways, and I'll run through some of the excellent suggestions you've given me. But we're talking in particular on the programme about the cash after we have gone, when we haven't made arrangements to leave it to anyone. Danny Curran from the BBC TV programme Air... I'm talking about hair. I was going to say Hair Hunters. Where's your hair gone? Air Hunters is joining us to talk about the huge number of people who die with no will and sometimes no known next of kin either. Now, the latest figures show that there are nearly 500 cases like this. Before you think it never happens, 500 cases like this in Leeds alone. It amounts to hundreds of thousands of pounds going unclaimed. And family members have 12 years to claim an estate. And after that deadline, you know what? It goes into the government coffers. Let's talk, this is a real treat, to Danny Curran from the BBC Two programme, not Hair Hunters, but Air Hunters. Danny, good morning, how are you?
Morning, Andrew, I'm fine, thanks, how are you?
Excellent, thank you, lovely to have your company on the programme. Just explain how this happens then. So it's when someone dies, and what, they have no will?
Yeah, initially they pass away, and sadly, you know, we all hear about social isolation, but it can happen for a number of reasons. It doesn't mean the person was a sad, lonely person with no friends necessarily. It just means that when they passed away, they didn't make a will with any specific wishes, and no one knew of any blood relatives, which can happen for numerous reasons.
And I was very struck. I mean, frankly, it took my other half and I until last year to make our wills. Our daughter's been on this planet, or had been, 18 years by that point. Not that people didn't doubt we had a daughter, but it's interesting how sometimes things can happen not deliberately in that sense. But even if there isn't a will, can children claim whatever their deceased parent has left, or is it not that simple?
Yeah, they can. Well, in most countries in Europe, the children have an automatic right to 50%. In the UK, it's a bit more sketchy, and obviously in places like, we're actually quite lucky here, because the average time to wind up an estate with no will in, for example, in the States would be 5 to 7 years. In the UK, we're probably looking at 18 months. Even fairly simple situations can take about a year. It's not a quick process. One, obviously the HMRC have a hand in that, of course, like they do in everything. Yes, tax, you know, you probably heard about Ken Dodd and how he made a will on his, you know, he made it, left, got married, didn't he, on his deathbed?
He did.
So things like that are very useful. Obviously, a will is the most secure way of defining your wishes. But children can, it all depends on what they call dependents. If your children depend on you in some way, then they can make a claim on the estate.
Tell us about the figures you've been looking at, because there'll be some people listening say, well, that never happens, you know, everyone's trying to get the last penny. But, I mean, those figures for Leeds alone, I mean, I have to say I was very surprised. But is this really true, 500 cases like this in Leeds alone?
Yes, of course. Well, you know, people don't wake up every day and think, I wonder if my relative... I was looking this morning, I wondered if you knew Kenneth Harry Edwards, who died last year in Leeds.
Oh, Uncle Kenny. Yeah, Uncle Kenny. Has he left me a lot of money?
Well, we don't know. This is the
no, I'm afraid I can't claim that. I don't know anybody call that.
Yeah, so this is it. There are names on our websites. We've got this a few websites where we list all these unclaimed estates. So unclaimedestates.com is the main one. And if people recognise names and think, oh, God, that might be my Uncle Ken, you know, then of course they can get in touch with us, and we can try and help them establish a claim. But you have to remember these estates that are listed as unclaimed start. All we know is they are at least £500. The other end of the scale, of course, it could be a large estate. It's rare that it's millions, very, very rare, but, you know, it could be a really useful windfall for someone.
Aren't I a rubbish actor? I should have got all emotional then, and then, you know... But anyway, that's not how I work, really. This is Danny Curran from the BBC Two programme Air Hunters. I'm Andrew Edwards. You're listening to Saturday Breakfast, 12 minutes to 8, talking about what happens to our cash after we've gone, which has led to a wider conversation about stuff you've inherited, you know, of no great value, but perhaps sentimental value, all sorts of... Inheritance can mean lots of things in lots of different ways. I've had a look through some of these lists and some of these names. You have this image, though, this is probably me watching too much black and white telly and reading books, though, of some distant relative, or Karl Lagerfeld leaving it to a cat, or it's almost the stuff of fiction, a lot of this, isn't it, Danny?
It is. I mean, talking about, we come across a lot of unusual inheritance items as well, of course. You know, we had a guy where he, a lot of people are hoarders, which is a problem, of course, but sometimes they just collect and collect and collect different things. So we had a guy with a cabinet full of dinky toys in their boxes from the 60s. Another guy had...
Some of those are worth more than, probably worth more than my car, aren't they? You know, a mint boxed dinky toy from that sort of era is probably worth than my banger, you know, 11-year-old out in the car park.
Well, exactly. I mean, funnily enough, the same guy had about 30 cars in, he'd collected in his backyard that were all rusted together.
Well, it'd so be great to be his neighbour, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But the funny thing about that, of course, is that... you know, as you say, there are items when you go and clear a house in those situations you can discover. So you have to use a specialist clearance company to make sure you identify things of value.
Well, I am in the process of clearing a house, not for people who've died, thankfully, but who've had to move into care. I've had to clear a flat, and my dad died. You know, you go through all of this, and it's so emotional as well. And oh, you're making me think of all sorts of issues here. Let's just talk finally about what's that money. So is it true, if it's not claimed, and there is a bit of a time scale on it, it just makes the government richer?
Well, this is one of the things that we're looking into. In Scotland, if you have no immediate family, by which I mean any descendants of uncles and aunts, that's the furthest it can go in England and Wales, is that you have to have surviving descendants of anything up to half-blood uncles and aunts. So we're talking about descendants of your grandparents on both sides. But in Scotland, if those have all died out, then it goes back another generation and you can have descendants of great uncles and aunts, which means that hardly any estates are ever claimed by the Crown. That would be a great system because as we go forward in time, families obviously get smaller and more estates die out and more money goes to the Crown. Now, we think that it would be more useful to give that money to family members, however distantly related. So one of the things we're trying to do at the moment is to ask the government to adopt the Scottish intestacy law.
Well, that sounds very interesting. Tell us when we can next see Air Hunters for people who've thought, this is interesting stuff, Danny.
Well, I don't have a scheduled date. Normally early in the year, but there's repeats on frequently. So if you look around the BBC channels, the iPlayer, we've got clips on our website. So findersinternational.co.uk is our website. We've got clips from the series there. Funny you should mention Hair Hunters because there is actually a shop near me in North London, called a barber's shop called Hair Hunters, named after the show. So it's
permeated
the common zeitgeist with the local barber.
Do you get your wig pruned there, Danny?
Well, it makes sense, wouldn't it?
It would, really. The one near me, I walked past it on the way to the doctor's this week, is Scissors Palace, which always amuses me. It doesn't link with our theme. Excellent to speak to you, Danny. Thank you very much indeed.
No problem at all. Thanks for your time.
I'll be investigating my close links to Uncle Kenny a little bit later on. Thank you very much indeed. That's Danny Curran from the BBC Two Air Hunters programme. Or if you're going bald, Hair Hunters programme.